And if a child is given the same name of her mother, you say that they named the child
after her mother.
What's that?
After her mother.
And do you have a pet in your apartment?
Uh-huh, a cat.
And if you didn't have a cat, you might have
a dog.
If you had a dog, you know, for protection or something, and somebody tried to break in, what would you say to the dog to make him
sick him?
So how'd you say it? You know, like, if the dog was right here and I was attacking
him? I'd say, sick him. Get him or something. I don't know. Probably just scream.
Well, if it was just a mixed breed of dog, you know, if it wasn't a pedigree or anything, what would you call that kind?
A mutt or a mongrel.
Well, what about if he was just a dog that no matter whether he was pedigree or whatever, but he was just a small, worthless, noisy dog? What would you call it?
You mean some word that would have some kind of a negative tone? Is that what you mean?
Well, you know, whatever. You know, like, if there was a dog that you really didn't like, just a little dog that would just bother people, you know, just a noisy, yappy, worthless dog, didn't do anything, it just ate food.
I could call it a mutt.
And what about a dog that just, you know, came around, you know, mealtime? It wasn't yours or anything?
I don't know. No particular name.
Well, if a dog liked to bite, you know, and then there was a little boy there, you'd say the boy was what by the dog?
Bitten.
And what? And you'd say, you better not go out there or you will get
bit.
And you'd say, because that dog likes to
bite.
Do you ever hear the phrase dog bit?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, how would you use that?
A person could be dog bit or could have been dog bit.
So you'd say, he got...
No, I don't think I'd say he got dog bit. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I'd say he got bitten by a dog, but dog bit, you could still use that. Like, you could say, I have been, I don't know exactly, let's see. She was dog bit.
All right.
I guess.
Well, yesterday we were talking about the cattle.
Yeah.
What do you call in a herd, the male?
The bull?
Have you ever heard it called anything else, or like a more polite name, or less polite name, or anything some farmers would use?
I'm sure I have. I can't think of any right off.
You just think of bull?
Uh-huh.
What about the little one?
Calf.
Would you call the female and the male something different in
mm-hmm.
a calf? What?
Oh, in a cow? Well,
a calf.
A calf. A heifer would be a little male calf, and a female, I can't think of the name for that, if there is one. I've just always distinguished between maybe a heifer and a calf. I know what a heifer looks like.
So you say...
Well, a heifer's an older calf, usually, too, an older male.
So you call them a heifer, it's a male?
Yeah.
But you don't have a name for the females.
No.
Well, you know, we mentioned mules too. If somebody was using two of them, you know, had
a team.
So you call that a what?
A team of mules.
What about oxen?
I guess you'd call it the same thing.
And it would be two.
Yeah.
Do you know a name for four of them?
No.
Would you ever hear? Two call something else?
A pair. Nothing in particular.
But you usually say a team?
Uh-huh.
Well,